Now you can see over here all the junk. I mean, because the river is actually going down now. It was up quite a bit.
The wooden flume is long since gone, replaced 30 years ago by a 48-inch pipe, but the Indian River still looks untamed here on the north side of Sawmill Creek Highway. Strictly speaking, a river this centrally located in Sitka might be called an urban waterway, but nature did not get the memo.
And even this river will shift around a lot. You'll get a big flood, and that gravel bar on the inside of this bow can move around. And if the river kind of cuts through the trees here on the upstream side, all of a sudden a lot of water can come over here and flows can be completely changed. So one thing about rivers is they're alive. They move all over the place. And
Lon Garrison used to run hatchery operations for the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, and now he works for the Sitka Sound Science Center. We're standing at a place on the river where water historically has been diverted to the Sheldon Jackson campus, first in that old wooden flume that carried logs to a sawmill, and later in a penstock to an electrical turbine. Now, there's also a 12-inch pipe here built to supply Sheldon Jackson's hatchery, which has been taken over by the Science Center. When it was a college program, this hatchery trained many people who continue to work in aquaculture around the state. You'd think the setup would be near perfect. In fact, Garrison says it's far from ideal. The problem is this wild river.
And a river is not generally a great water source for a hatchery because a couple of things. It has a lot of debris in it. It's carrying bed load all the time. Certainly in, August and September, October, November, it's got fish in it. A lot of salmon, and we end up with a lot of salmon carcasses, and then we end up with really high loads of bacteria in the water, and it makes it very difficult for us at the hatchery.
Difficult is putting it nicely. The hatchery's water supply was cut off 4 times last fall when the intake clogged. Backup pumps saved the incubating eggs, but Garrison says there were many sleepless nights. The hatchery rears 3 million pink salmon and 1 million coho eggs. It currently has 20,000 coho smolt nearing release, along with 100,000 chinook. Garrison says they're phasing out chinook to concentrate on coho, which costs less to rear and return sooner. Despite the temperamental nature of rivers, Garrison says they're used by hatcheries all over the world. He thinks the Science Center's problems can be solved by a modern device installed in this historic intake.
They call it a rotating, self-cleaning mechanical screen. So it's got it's kind of like a porous conveyor belt, and it just keeps rotating, and it's got a spray bar on one side, and it washes it off, and the debris goes back off into the river.
And it's water-powered?
No, it'd be electrically powered. So it would have to, that's one of the drawbacks, is it would be electrically driven. But as I look at this system right here at the river, last fall, we saw this flood several times where the water was about 1 to 2 feet over the top of all of these concrete walls.
Wow.
So all of a sudden you go, well, now how do we plan for that?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a massive amount of water. I mean, this thing can just be roaring.
Garrison anticipates that just over half the grant will be spent on buying the screening equipment itself, the rest on a local contractor to install it and make other upgrades to the intake itself. The trash weir needs to be reinforced, and the whole thing needs to be covered with a safety grate. He's surprised that no adventurous youth or unlucky cat has taken a ride down the penstock pipe. The main thing, though, and the reason the Pacific Salmon Commission is involved, is saving fish. The hazards of losing this water supply are all too real.
It happened 2 years ago. The water quit. All of the fish that they had in the tanks and the incubators died, and so you had nothing to release the next year. Huge loss.
The amount of that loss is hard to pin down. It depends on ocean survival rates and the price of fish. The commercial fleet catches about half of Sitka's hatchery returns. Sport anglers intercept many as well. Does the potential loss exceed the $130,000 cash investment plus matching funds from the Science Center? Oh yes, says Garrison. Absolutely. Reporting from the Indian River in Sitka, Alaska, I'm Robert Woolsey.
And this is what we have to come brush constantly.